在这课里，我们要复习现在完成式，并且要学习两个时常跟现在完成式句子一起用的连词。一个是
since, S-I-N-C-E, since.
一个是
for, F-O-R, for.
现在我们还是按照惯例，先请英文老师念一段对话，请你听的时候特别注意两位英文老师的发音和语调。
Where have you been, Kate?
I've been at the garage for the last 2 hours.
What happened? Did you have an accident?
No, nothing happened. But we haven't had the car checked since February. It's needed an oil change for a long time.
I know. Have you gotten the car back?
No. They've worked on it since 4:30, but they haven't finished it yet.
Well, when can we get it back?
I'll pick it up on Friday.
That's good. Then we'll have it for the weekend.
现在我们再来听英文老师用慢速度把刚才亨利和凯特的对话念一遍。
Where have you been, Kate?
I've been at the garage for the last 2 hours.
What happened? Did you have an accident?
No.Nothing happened, but we haven't had the car checked since February. It's needed an oil change for a long time.
I know. Have you gotten the car back?
No. They've worked on it since 4:30, but they haven't finished it yet.
Well, when can we get it back?
I'll pick it up on Friday.
That's good.Then we'll have it for the weekend.
下面我请英文老师把刚才那段对话里包含了今天要学的语法的句子再念一遍给你听。
I've been at the garage for the last 2 hours. We haven't had the car checked since February. It's needed an oil change for a long time. They've worked on it since 4:30.
听完对话。现在我们该做练习了。首先我们来复习现在完成式。下面这组练习的内容是说亨利从早上到现在已经做了什么事。比方他已经到过办公室，已经写了一份报告，已经见到了办公室打字员南希等等。你先跟着老师重复一个句子，然后老师会提出一个新的词组。请你把词组里的动词改成过去分词，再换到原来的句子里。每做完一句，老师会念出正确答案，你自己做个比较，看你做对了没有。现在开始。
Henry has been in his office. Have a cup of coffee.
Henry has had a cup of coffee.
Read today's newspaper.
Henry has read today's newspaper.
Do some exercises.
Henry has done some exercises.
Write a report.
Henry has written a report.
See Nancy.
Henry has seen Nancy.
下面一组练习是说凯特到修车厂买汽油，顺便请人换机油的事情。老师用慢速度提出一些现在完成式问句。请学生做肯定的答复，请你在学生回答的时候也跟着回答。
Has Kate taken her car to the garage?
Yes, she has taken her car to the garage.
Has Kate bought some gasoline there?
Yes, she has bought some gasoline there.
Has Kate paid for the gasoline?
Yes, she has paid for the gasoline.
Has the gasoline been quite expensive recently?
Yes, it has been quite expensive recently.
Has the cost of gasoline increased?
Yes, it has increased.
Has Kate's car needed an oil change for a long time?
Yes, it has needed an oil change for a long time.
Has Kate waited in the garage?
Yes, she has waited in the garage.
以前我们练习过把
have not
简缩为
haven't
把
has not
简缩为
hasn't
下面我们来练习怎么样把代名词跟
have
或是
has
连起来说比方
I have
说成
I've They have
说成
They've She has
说成
She's
等等现在我们来做两组练习内容都是亨利和凯特吃过晚饭之后话家常第一组练习是亨利问凯特是否已经做了某些事情凯特用
I've
做肯定的答复请你注意听亨利问问题并且跟凯特一起回答问题
Have you taken the car to the garage yet?
Yes, I've taken it to the garage
Have you been to the new supermarket yet?
Yes, I've been there
Have you given Peter his weekly allowance?
Yes, I've given him his weekly allowance.
Have you sent the package to Jenny yet?
Yes, I've sent it to Jenny.
Have you heard about Linda's new boyfriend?
Yes, I've heard about him.
下面凯特问亨利一些有关亨利的同事南希的问题。比方南希是否已经搬到郊区是否已经决定结婚是否谈起到纽约度蜜月的事情亨利用
She's
做肯定的答复请你注意听并且跟亨利一起回答
Has Nancy moved to the suburb yet?
Yes, she's moved to the suburb
Has Nancy bought a car yet?
YesShe's bought a car.
Has Nancy gotten used to driving to work?
Yes, she's gotten used to it.
Has Nancy decided to get married?
Yes, she's decided to get married.
Has she told you about going to New York for her honeymoon?
Yes, she's told me about it.
Has Nancy planned to come over for dinner next Saturday?
Yes, she's planned to come over.
刚才我们复习了现在完成式，同时也学了一些新词。现在我们要学习两个连词，也就是
since
跟
for
的用法。这两个字常常跟现在完成式句子一起用。
Since
表示自从一个特定的时间开始。
For
表示时间持续了多久现在我们来听英文老师念一些句子比较这两个连词的用法
Henry and Kate have been married since 1962
They have been married for a long time
Henry and Kate have lived in Seattle since 1965
They have lived in Seattle for a long time
Henry has worked as a fireman since 1970.
He has worked as a fireman for many years.
下面这组练习是由老师问你一个问题，然后他提出一个特定的时间，请你用
since
跟这个特定的时间回答问题。这些问题都是跟亨利做救火员有关系的。每做完一句，就请你听正确答案。
Has Henry wanted to be a fireman? He was a child.
Henry has wanted to be a fireman since he was a child.
Has Henry worked as a fireman for a long time? 1970.
Henry has worked as a fireman since 1970.
Has Henry ever worked for the city government?He got married.
Henry has worked for the city government since he got married.
Has Henry been very busy with his job? Last month.
Henry has been very busy with his job since last month.
在下面一组练习里，老师问学生一些有关凯特当教员的问题。每问一句，老师就提出一个指明时间长短的词组，请学生用
for
跟这个词组来回答问题。请你在学生做练习的时候也一起做。
How long has Kate been a teacher? A long time.
She's been a teacher for a long time.
How long has Kate taught in elementary school? Many years.
Kate's taught in elementary school for many years.
How long has Kate taught this year? 6 months.
Kate's taught for 6 months this year.
How long has Kate been in school today? 4 hours.
Kate's been in school for 4 hours today.
下面一个练习是由老师给你念一个现在完成式否定句，接着老师提出一个表明时间的词组，请你把这个词组用进原来的句子里。注意，凡是指明特定的时间，你就必须用
since。
凡是说明时间长短的词组，你就必须用
for。
每做完一句，就请你听老师念正确答案，看你做对了没有。
Henry hasn't seen his cousin Susan last year.
Henry hasn't seen his cousin Susan since last year.
Henry hasn't written to his daughter, Jenny, 2 weeks.
Henry hasn't written to his daughter, Jenny, for 2 weeks.
Henry hasn't eaten any meat last week.
Henry hasn't eaten any meat since last week.
Kate hasn't heard from her sister, April.
Kate hasn't heard from her sister since April.
Kate hasn't taken a trip the year before last.
Kate hasn't taken a trip since the year before last.
Kate hasn't bought any expensive clothes 10 months.
Kate hasn't bought any expensive clothes for 10 months.
刚才那个练习你都做对了吗？现在我们来做今天的听力测验。今天老师要念的文章是说汽车在美国变得很普遍，人们以汽车为主要交通工具，上班、上街、去旅行都要靠汽车。现在请你注意听，等一会儿老师会根据这段文章问你几个问题。
Perhaps more than any other people, Americans have come to depend on their cars.The family car has been a common thing since the early 20th century, and it has changed American life. Many people have moved outside of the large cities to the suburbs. Some Americans spend 2 hours a day or more in their cars, going to work and home again. Cars have become the means of transportation for most Americans going shopping and even going on vacations. Americans used to like big cars, and gasoline used to be very inexpensive. Recently, however, the cost of gasoline has increased. Smaller cars have become more common. Also,Foreign cars have become very common. Americans have bought large numbers of Japanese and German cars. They have bought cars from several other countries as well.
刚才那段文章，要是你没有全懂，没有关系。等一会儿我请英文老师再给你念一遍。现在我们先来听今天测验的三个问题。第一个问题是
How long has the family car been a common thing in the United States?
第二个问题是
How has the family car changed American life?
第三个问题是
Do Americans only buy American cars?
现在我们再听英文老师 把刚才那段文章用慢速度念一遍。
Perhaps more than any other people, Americans have come to depend on their cars. The family car has been a common thing since the early 20th century, and it has changed American life.Many people have moved outside of the large cities to the suburbs. Some Americans spend 2 hours a day or more in their cars going to work and home again. Cars have become the means of transportation for most Americans going shopping and even going on vacations.Americans used to like big cars, and gasoline used to be very inexpensive. Recently, however, the cost of gasoline has increased. Smaller cars have become more common. Also, foreign cars have become very common.Americans have bought large numbers of Japanese and German cars. They have bought cars from several other countries as well.
现在请你回答下面三个问题。每回答一句，就请你自己跟老师念的正确答案比较一下，看你答对了没有。第一个问题是
How long has the family car been a common thing in the United States?
The family car has been a common thing in the United States for over 40 years.
第二个问题是
How has the family car changed American life?
Many Americans have moved to the suburbs. Cars have become the means of transportation for most Americans going to work,going shopping, and going on vacations.
第三个问题是
Do Americans only buy American cars?
No. Americans have bought cars from Japan, Germany, and several other countries.